ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Good morning and welcome to our special Tasmanian edition of AM. I'm Sabra Lane, coming to you from Nipaluna, Hobart. Voters deliver a hung parliament, yet the last Liberal government in Australia hopes it can still cling to power, with Premier Jeremy Rockliff claiming victory.
I look forward to the next 4 years and I'm only going to get started. I'm only getting started right now, ladies and gentlemen. I love this job. Thank you all. I very much appreciate your time tonight and thank you each and every Tasmanian. Thank you very much.
The opposition leader, Rebecca White, is not conceding defeat, saying it'll take time to finalise the results as she holds out hope that Labor can negotiate with minor parties and independents to govern.
What is clear is the Liberal Party will not be getting a majority. Tasmanians have humbled a Premier who called an early election expecting to be returned in majority.
As the results started trickling in last night, it soon became clear that Tasmanian voters would give neither major political party majority government. There's been a big drop in support for the Liberal Party, and Labor's vote remains stagnant, with voters failing to give the ALP the swing it needed for victory. The Greens have polled strongly, and so too has the Jackie Lambie Network candidates, with both groups in a strong position to claim new seats. And in the Greens case and in the Lambie Network, win for the first time in the state's lower house. There are 35 seats in the newly expanded House of Assembly. And so far, with 80% of the vote counted, the ABC computer is showing the Liberals winning 12 seats, Labor 10 and the Greens 3. A further 10 seats remain up for grabs. And it might take weeks for a final result and weeks more for negotiations on just who will govern. Alexandra Humphreys reports on how the election night unfolded.
Liberal leader Jeremy Rockliff was joined by his mum, Jerry, to cast his vote in northwest Tasmania.
Great day for democracy. Yeah. We've run a good race. And with those few words, I'll hand over to my mother for a bit more detail. Thanks very much, mum.
Rebecca, you win.
A ringing endorsement for Labor's Rebecca White as she lined up to cast her own vote in Tasmania's election, her third gruelling campaign as opposition leader.
I feel really proud of the campaign that Labor has run this election.
Hours later, voting in Tasmania's second early election in 3 years was over. Just after 7 p.m, ABC election analyst Anthony Green had early figures to deliver.
If you look at the change in vote, At the moment, mainly rural booths from those northern areas, the Liberal vote is well down, and it's the Jackie Lambie network where it's up, everyone else not much changed.
In an early election called by the Liberals because they had lost their majority due to the defection of two backbenchers to the crossbench, shortly into the count, it appeared that might have been a miscalculation. The Liberals have won the most seats of any party, but remain a long way from the 18 needed to govern in majority.
This isn't a call, but at this stage, you can't get to majority government for 37% of the vote.
One of those backbenchers who became an independent last year was Lara Alexander. She's now out of a job.
I don't see it as a defeat. Yes, in numbers it is a defeat, but for me, it's been an absolutely fantastic experience. I feel that I was able to actually bring a different perspective to politics.
Tasmania's parliament is expanding from 25 to 35 seats at this election. Each of the state's five electorates elects seven MPs to represent them, the changed system offering independents and minor parties an easier way into the parliament. With hung parliament a certainty, independents, the Greens and possibly the Jackie Lambie network stand poised to determine which major party will lead Tasmania through the next 4 years. Senator Jackie Lambie describes her relationship with the Liberal leader as shaky.
If anyone brings down the Liberal Party, it will be Jeremy Rockliff himself.
It was the Greens who looked like emerging as winners on the night, set to bolster their numbers in Parliament. Greens Senator Nick McKim labelled the result catastrophic for the incumbent Liberal government.
What are we got a 12% swing against an incumbent government. That is an absolute indictment. Labor, really not much better. This is a historic election in the national context for Australia.
Former Tasmanian Senator Erica Betts has made his return to politics, entering state parliament for the Liberal Party. He's backing Liberal leader Jeremy Rockliffe to retain his position, despite falling far short of the desired majority government scenario.
We don't call him J Rock for nothing. Not only does he rock, his leadership is absolutely rock solid.
In a break with tradition, Jeremy Rockliffe was the first of the leaders to speak, declaring his Liberal Party had won a historic fourth term in office, despite the double-digit swing against it.
But Tasmanians have not voted for a change of government. Make no mistake, this has been a very poor result for the Labor Party of Tasmania.
Labor leader Rebecca White didn't see it that way, claiming she'd be better placed to negotiate with a colourful crossbench.
There is a lot that's unclear about tonight, but it is clear that Tasmanians have voted to reject the Liberals.
Greens leader Rosalie Woodruff talked up the need for cooperation.
Things aren't cut and dried right now at the moment, but they are sure looking good for the Greens.
With no one conceding yet, it could be up to a fortnight before Tasmanians know exactly what kind of government they've elected.
Alexandra Humphreys reporting there. David Spears is the ABC's national political lead and the host of Insiders on the ABC TV. He joined me a short time ago. David, it'll be a couple of weeks before we know the final result, but we know that there's been a 12% swing against the Liberals. Really no change for Labor, but a surge in support for the Greens, the Lambie Network and Independents. A federal election's due in just over 12 months or less. If this vote is repeated then, what could that mean?
Sabra, I think we always need to be somewhat careful in drawing too many federal implications from a state election result. Voters do know the difference between state and federal, and we see that often. Nonetheless, there are clearly some worrying signs there in a brand sense for both major parties. As you point out, the Liberal primary vote fell nearly 12%, and while Labor's primary vote hasn't moved much, at the moment they're not cracking 30%. That's a pretty terrible result for both major parties, really. It's the miners that have done well. I suspect in particular, we need to look at the Jackie Lambie Network performance here. First time we've seen them enter the state parliament there. And when you drill down on the seats that federally will matter the most, and you know, bear in mind to remind people interstate that the seats, the multi-member system in Tasmania uses the same seats that we have federally. So when you look at the seats that really matter federally, the Jackie Lambie Network did really well, I thought. Bass, Braddon, Lyons. I mean, their vote in Bass, more than 8%, more than 8% in Lyons, more than 11% in Braddon. I suspect Liberal and Labor figures will be courting Jackie Lambie's favour here for the preferences that will be critical if she can record those sorts of results, and perhaps even higher when she's, you know, more involved in a federal campaign, because those sorts of preference flows could decide the outcomes in those crucial seats.
Yeah, typically, in a federal election, a government needs to win Bass and Braddon to form government. The Liberals currently do hold those seats. Just how worried would they be about retaining them at the moment?
Well, I think particularly Bass, we saw the Liberal vote in the state result last night down more than 20% in Bass. Now, federally, Bridget Archer, the Liberal MP, does have a stronger individual brand and often stands as a separate brand, if you like, to the Liberal Party. Nonetheless, that will be a concern. That's a huge swing against the Liberal Party there in that seat. So, yes, I think there will be grave concern about that. And they'll need to rethink how they approach Jackie Lambie, because we saw in this state campaign a pretty aggressive approach from the Liberals. Clearly, that didn't go down well with Jackie Lambie. We heard that in her conversations with you throughout the night and the coverage last night. Very angry at what she calls the dirty tricks, the fake website that was used against her. I think the other difficulty, though, now for Jackie Lambie and her party will be, as a protest party, whether they'll now have to get off the fence and decide who is going to form government. Often, minor parties who are protest parties prefer never to do that. But she might have to, or the party might have to, make a call here and decide whether to back in a minority Liberal government. And that could make life a bit harder for an independent party.
Just on the language, we heard the coalition before polls closed last night warning against electing a coalition of chaos. And we heard the language switch immediately to the need to be constructive. We heard that Erica Betts admitted the Liberals had gone too hard, perhaps against the Jackie Lambie network. Might this result give the Coalition pause for thought, and Labor too, about the way they approach these results, as electors seem to be giving everyone a message that they want collaboration, they're sick of conflict?
Yeah, I think there probably does need to be a lot more maturity around the prospects and now the reality of hung parliaments and how governments need to be able to work with other players in the parliament to form government and then to deliver an agenda. Because it is quite stunning, isn't it, the level to which the major parties, but in particular, I think in the Tasmanian context in this campaign, the Liberal Party were rubbishing the idea of minority government. The whole election was called early because Jeremy Rockliffe wanted that stability, he said. And then immediately once the results come in, all of that changes. And suddenly minority government is okay, and even shifting on policy positions is okay. I think voters are alive to this, and yes, it probably would be helpful to have a bit more of a mature conversation during a campaign about how this might work.
It was interesting. We heard last night, in fact, that the Liberals might have to rethink policies on an Airbnb levy and allowing pets in rentals. I don't remember that kind of leverage being given in other hung parliament results.
No, and certainly federally, the last experience we had was the Gillard government having to rely on crossbench support. And when she shifted on policy fronts, she was given no leeway at all from the other side. But it is a reality. Look, there might be core and non-core promises, or however you want to frame it, but the idea that you're going to be completely inflexible before the results come in, I think, as I say, voters are alive to the reality that once they've decided they want a different sort of parliament, those who want to form government need to be willing to do that.
David Spears, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.
David Spears is the ABC's national political lead. You're listening to a special Tasmanian election edition of AM. Now, joining me now live is Julie Collins, the Federal Minister for Housing and the Minister for Homelessness and Small Business, and who is the most senior member of the Labor government based in Tasmania and Liberal Senator for Tasmania, Jonathan Dummingham, the Shadow Minister for the Environment, Fisheries and Forestry. Good morning to you both. I'm going to start with you, Senator Dunningham. Jeremy Rockliffe called the election saying that Montgomery government was not good for Tasmania. The instability was bad, but voters look like they've delivered another minority government with an even bigger crossbench of MPs. He says there's a message. This is Mr. Rockliffe for the party. What was it?
Well, good morning, Sabra. And the message going into the election was from the Liberals that we would like to govern in majority, but voters never get it wrong. And so the point is now we have a parliament, or we will have a parliament, of people that are elected under the banner which they ran. That's not what we had before the election. We had two Liberals that were sitting as independents, and we had a range of events that made it a very unworkable parliament. So that was why we had the reset. And it is now incumbent upon all members of that parliament, once we know who they are, to work together to actually deliver the best, most stable outcome for all Tasmanians. And I believe that is under a Rockliffe government.
There has been nearly a 12% swing against the Liberals. Translated federally, that could mean the party is in big trouble in Bass and Braddon. What does it mean for the Liberal brand?
Look, I think that voters do take things on a case-by-case basis. I don't think this is a vote against the Liberal brand. I think it is a case of the fact that Tasmanians had a strong view on certain issues. One thing I think that wasn't talked about a lot, last night, was the stadium. There were two very strong anti-stadium parties. They're the ones who've done well, the Greens and the Lambie Network. That we had a very strong pro-stadium stance, and I think people might have been a bit annoyed about that. And additionally, the Labor Party weren't very clear in their position. So I think that actually has a lot to do with the increased vote for both the Lambie Network and the Greens.
Rightio. So that, does that mean no stadium?
Well, I think if the Greens actually form government with the Labor Party, which is the only way the Labor Party could, then the stadium is definitely dead. I don't think the Liberals will be revisiting it. It's part of the commitment. It's part of what they took, and they must honour that.
Julie Collins, swing votes have left the Liberal Party and gone straight to the Independents and Jackie Lambie network. Labor's vote has struggled. The first preference is below 30%. You can't win majority government below 30%. What's gone wrong for Labor?
Look, Sabra, I think every election results need to be analysed. We'll do a proper review as we always do. But I think the clear message is that Tasmanians are not happy with the direction that the state is heading. There's a clear message here to the Liberals that people are not happy with them. They sprayed everywhere because, of course, I think they thought it was too big a mountain for Labor to climb from where we were. But certainly there are lessons to be learnt and we should be listening very carefully to the Tasmanian people. Clearly cost of living, health and housing were very big issues during the campaign. Certainly in the time that I was able to get out and about and from my conversations with candidates, they were the primary issues that people on the ground were voting on.
Bass and Braddon are key seats in the federal campaign. How important will it be that Labor gains those seats this time, given it's expected that you're going to have losses elsewhere and you'll need to pick up seats?
Well, we obviously want to be in the running for Bass and Braddon here in Tasmania, also Clark maybe, you never know. But I agree with Senator Dunham here. Like, Tasmanians are pretty smart. They know the difference between a state and federal election. But that does not mean that there aren't lessons here for all parties to pay very careful attention to what is important to Tasmanians, and we all need to do that.
What's the lesson for Labor, given Rebecca White told the electorate for 5 weeks the Liberals were a bad government, yet they haven't endorsed Labor?
Well, they've certainly shown people, shown us that they're not happy with the current government, the Liberal government. What they have said, I think, is that they thought it was too big a mountain for Labor to climb, and they've sort of sprayed all over the place, and I think we need to have a good look at why that is. I assume it's on a whole range of issues, but certainly I think we need to do a proper analysis of the result. Rebecca White has been a terrific leader. We've had a united team. We've had some terrific policies out there, but, you know, we were always the underdog, and I think our result is actually a very good result for Labor from where we were.
And the AFL stadium, do you think that's dead?
Oh, look, who knows? Certainly as a federal Labor team, we have been supportive of the redevelopment of Macquarie Point. We all support an AFL team for Tasmania. Tasmanians, I think, showed last week just how excited they are about having a team in the AFL. Certainly right across the island, you know, to get 150,000 memberships in just a couple of days says Tasmanians are very excited about an AFL team. I don't think, though, that it was the dominant reason people voted, but we'll analyse that and have a good look at it.
Senator Dunning, and the Lambie Network has polled really strongly. They might end up with two seats. You heard Erica Betts, or you may not have last night, say that perhaps the Liberal Party had gone too hard in criticising the network. What do you think?
Oh, look, I mean, contests at an election are always passionate and full-throated. Sometimes people get very upset about things that are said and done, and it always happens every election. The good thing is, I know Jackie is very much in this category, cooler heads will prevail, because I know Jackie needs to remember, as we all do, that her people were elected by Tasmanians to form a stable parliament. And so I'm sure conversations will be had between the Premier and Ms. Lambie. I think that they'll be very constructive, and I just hope at the end of all of this, we have a very good arrangement that will enable Tasmanians to get what they asked for, and that was a workable parliament that gives them what they need.
Lambie votes could be really important in the next federal election too. Have any attempts been made in the past sort of 12 hours to sort of patch things up?
Well, I know that conversations have been had with Jackie, and certainly I think leaders of all parties realise that the job now is to ensure that the respect of the Tasmanian people is, the will of the Tasmanian people is respected, and Jackie is certainly of that view as well. So I'm hopeful that we'll just see some very cool heads prevail, and we will see a stable, working and workable parliament giving Tasmanians exactly what they voted for a full 4 years.
Julie Collins, you've been part of a minority government federally, and you were part of you saw the last Labor Greens government in Tasmania up close. Is there a pathway for Rebecca White to govern with the Greens, Lambie Network and others to govern in Tasmania? Would that be too hard?
Sabra, I think with 8 seats still in doubt, at least 8, possibly more, I don't think that's the time for that. I think it's the time for analysing and having a good look at the result. Certainly, in terms of the Liberals and Jackie Lambie Network, I thought the Premier's speech last night was far too triumphant and indeed not very conciliatory at all. And I think for most Tasmanians listening, they would have thought it was completely out of touch. The other interesting thing in this campaign, of course, was that Peter Dutton didn't turn up at all. Certainly the Liberal Party in Tasmania clearly didn't didn't think Peter Dutton was an asset to them, and he didn't show his face in Tasmania at all during the campaign.
Jonathan Dunningham, your response?
Yeah, well, he was there just a week or so before the campaign started, and given Parliament sat for the majority of the campaign, I think his priority was doing his actual job, being the leader of the opposition in the Parliament, holding this government to account. So I think that's a bit of a silly argument to make, but there is one thing that is clear. There is only one pathway for Beck White to become Premier, and that is to do a deal with the Greens. That will mean that the stadium and the team are dead. That will mean salmon farming is gone from Tasmania. It means native forest harvesting, something Labor stood by, will be over. That's the only way they can govern, and that's something that we really need to see clarity from Labor on today.
Julie Collins and Jonathan Dunningham, thank you both for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sabra, and to your listeners this morning.
Thank you. Now, Dr. Kevin Bonham is an election analyst. He's based in Tasmania, and he actually is with me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Tupper.
You were in the tally room last night. I know that you've been working through the early hours this morning, posting results at 4 o'clock. Jeremy Rockliffe did claim victory last night. Was it a bit too early to do that?
Yes, I think it was. We still have to see who the crossbenchers in this parliament are and what they want to do, especially considering the Liberal Party's attacks on the Lambie network during the campaign. It looks like the path to government for the Liberals may go through the Lambie network. There may not be any other path for them. So we still don't even know which Lambie network members are going to win seats for them.
And we still won't know for some time, possibly weeks.
That's right. It's going to be till well into the distribution of preferences before some of these matters are sorted out. There are a number of seats still undecided at party level, but with the Lambie network, what's just as significant is that they're undecided at individual level as well. We have the Lambie network on for possibly 3 seats, and in 2 of those, there is no clear idea which one of them is going to be elected.
And what are you also projecting in terms of the Greens vote and other independents?
So the Greens look like they have 4 seats. One is not completely certain, but just about certain. And they have a strong chance of a 5th. For other independents, at the moment, it looks like 2, Christy Johnston and David O'Byrne. There are very slim chances for Craig Garland, and there's a sort of like an astronomically remote chance for Sue Hickey that I don't think is really real.
This election was called by the Liberal government because it was dealing with a minority situation and 2 rogue MPs that had become independent. There is now going to be a bigger crossbench.
Yes, but this time it is a crossbench that the voters have voted for. I think that Jeremy Rockliffe was right to call this election rather than continue with that minority parliament, because that minority parliament was not a legitimate parliament in the sense that it was not one that the voters had voted for. I think that he was right to seek a refreshed mandate, but it turns out that what the voters have decided that they want this election is different.
Did anything actually surprise you last night?
There were not huge surprises, but it was within the ballpark of what the polling had suggested, even though the polls were a few weeks old in all cases. There were little surprises. The independent vote was a little softer than expected, particularly in the north of the state. It seems that a lot of voters were picking independent in polls in the north of the state, but then looking at the independents on offer on the ballot paper and going, no, none of you.
The informal vote, I know that you haven't had much of a time to look at that. The size of the parliament was increased this time from 25 to 35 seats, meaning that people had to actually vote for a minimum of 7 candidates.
We need to wait for the informal vote to settle. It changes through the count a bit as postal votes come in, which have a lower informal vote than the others, and also as votes are rechecked. The informal vote in the north of the state was looking quite high last night, but I would not yet say that it was catastrophically high. So the change to 1 to 7 may have had some impact there. I've also heard of, I would say, too many cases of voters being given wrong instructions at booths.
All right. With less than a minute to go, the structural change that we're seeing away from the major parties continues.
Well, yes. In this case, I mean, we have seen very high votes for major parties, minor parties in Tasmania at the federal election. In the last Senate election in Tasmania, 41% of voters voted for minor parties, and it's not that high this time. But yes, it's maybe the new normal.
A new normal indeed. Election analyst Kevin Bonham, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Very welcome.
So just repeating the main points. There's no clear winner in the Tasmanian election. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe has declared victory, but his party is still well short of the 18 seats needed to form a majority government. However, a final result could be weeks away. That's AM for today. Thanks for your company. I'm Sabra Lane.